So thanks again for this opportunity. I'm here, as Guy noted, as one of the co-chairs of the Technology and Operations Committee for DEG. So I'll be covering basically from a DEG perspective what it's like to work in this space and what we've done leading up all the way through 17 and what's on our plate for 18 going forward. The current focus for DEG falls into the categories listed here, where our fundamental mission statement is really looking for opportunities to drive efficiencies in the digital supply chain. We also look at the physical work queues as well, and we try and merge and leverage whatever we can between both the physical and the digital space. We are very much into promoting a collaborative, as Eric mentioned, partnership with retailers and other associations like the EMA, like Movie Labs. And so we conduct a couple of sessions biannually where we invite service providers as well as digital retailers and content providers alike to basically discuss some use cases, best practices, and how these specs either need or can be applied or need to be amended to address certain business cases. And then one of our features that we recently introduced is a tracking adoption roadmap, where we are trying to communicate in advance to digital retailers and to trade associations and service providers from a studio perspective where we are relative to adopting these standards, so that everybody, and hopefully in unison, can align and build and address and dedicate resources accordingly, so we can at some point standardize something in this space. It's been a long time coming, as Eric said, and there's still quite a bit of work to do. But I'll walk you through some of the progress that's been made collectively across the association. And then finally, as Eric mentioned in his last slide, evangelizing the idea around standards and the importance of introducing standards to this space is really critical. The larger global digital platforms have been driving a lot of this dialogue because they have tremendous interest and incentive to obviously obtain some efficiencies, because they're taking in a variety of content from a variety of partners, and the complexity, as Eric mentioned, around being able to process that efficiently and produce an accurate consumer experience really becomes taxing. But if we think about those digital networks and their size and the resources they have available to them, it only becomes more challenging when we talk about, say, local or regional providers who are severely limited in their resources that they can dedicate to tweaking environments or building up or standing up systems and process. So part of our effort is, again, to sort of start wide as possible, hit as many targets as possible, but continue that messaging. And recently we were in Europe speaking. Our committee actually gave a couple of deep dive sessions to the Digital Production Partnership, DPP, and the BASE, the British Screening Association, as well as a number of local, regional, and large studio providers based in the European area. So we did a bit of a roadshow for the DEG, and we're in London, Paris, and Munich. So we will continue that messaging about some of the specs that we're introducing to the marketplace, share some of our successes and challenges. So just kicking off with the avails process, we always start with the avails process because seemingly that's the beginning, that licensing stage. So this has come a long way, but what I really want to underscore here is that from even the larger studios that may have the deepest pockets and the most incentivized, it is a massive undertaking to standardize the licensing process and agree to a single format that can be communicated electronically and ingested by a retailer. For that reason, we've got a lot of legacy workflows in place. And so it's that awkward combination of people, tools, and process where you are amending a legacy workflow that's been established for several years. So not to underestimate the level of effort that's required, there has been some considerable progress in that space. And as Eric mentioned, we have migrated some of the larger studios from the 1.6 format to 1.72, which is the latest and greatest on the feature side. However, a lot of this is still very Excel-centric. So as a result of that, we're not getting the efficiency that we can with automation and APIs. That's, of course, on the horizon. But just looking from a timeline perspective, Amazon has proposed a phased adoption approach, which the studios seem to be attracted by. It seems to be a transitional opportunity for someone to take the 1.6 specification, and all these specifications are published, the EMA specifications are published on the Movie Lab site, but to take the 1.6 and embed it in a 1.7 format. Then in the 1.72 format, from a partial perspective, allows us to look at asset logic IDs. Asset logic IDs drive the consumer experience. It's like the buy button on a digital storefront. So that's really key and critical to us if we want to drive, from a merchandising and marketing perspective, an accurate experience. So what Eric was saying earlier, as a studio or as a content provider or a service provider, we're delivering hundreds upon thousands of assets, not just video assets, but descriptive metadata, technical metadata, business metadata, along with all sorts of creative assets. And to expect somebody on the receiving side to be able to process that and basically carry forward the vision from a marketer or a sales perspective and actually configure those on a storefront accurately to depict the consumer experience that the product marketing teams were expecting requires a ton of metadata. So we'll get into a little bit around MEC and MMC and how those formats assist us with that. But bottom line is this is a transitional time, and again, various studios for various reasons are in different places given their challenges and limitations. API, there is an actual committee working on an industry API to exchange Avell's data. This crosses over between global platforms, both in the subscription, the transactional space, variety of studios, trade associations, EMA, DEG, Movie Lab are all participating in this dialogue along with actual studios. So we're hoping to see something come of age in 2019. Where we're challenged there is a lot of the larger digital platforms build portals, and that's how they're currently receiving Avell's data. So there's any number of ways of delivering this data inbound. And so we want to ensure accuracy, and frankly, that automation will give us real-time exchange of data so we can affect, say, a pricing reduction or a takedown or a put-up in real time. So a bit on master data. So the Avell standardization, when you look at those 1.6, 1.72 specs, require a number of IDs to be embedded. Some required, some optional. Of course, the more IDs you give, the greater chance that your storefront will in fact be accurate. And what we've learned from a DEG perspective and the T and O members that make up our committee is that this is really forcing studios to take a very close look at their master data environments and how they store a variety of data. So these Avell specs have introduced, as we noted here, approximately 8 different IDs to the licensing process. So speaking from Disney, from North America perspective, where we were just a year ago is we were issuing PDFs, not one ID in a PDF. And that PDF had to be rekeyed in by a digital partner. Now we've migrated to the Avell's format, the EMA Avell's format, and we can issue in an Excel sheet quite a bit of data. And along with these IDs, we can again note a buy button and what it should look like. Here's just a breakdown of those standard identifiers and where they support different functions. The MEC and the MMC, as Eric noted, one is for display metadata and the other is for when you deliver assets. Again, super important to us because it establishes a foundation for component-based workflows. So there's tremendous opportunities for content providers and service providers to reduce cost by delivering video essences and then all the ancillary assets that can be configured by metadata descriptions, as opposed to having to produce a number of flat files around the world. From the MEC, the descriptive product metadata, the benefits that we gain is the accuracy in the storefront and the consistency. And so we don't have people interpreting data. And then from the asset packaging bit, again, it reduces our cost considerably, particularly if you're a content provider that does a lot of localization worldwide and you find yourselves dealing with a global partner delivering several files. The joint working groups I alluded to earlier, they happen in New York and Los Angeles. We have one coming up in either late May or early June. Encourage participation, again, across the complete supply chain. And basically, our team, the members, author use cases and best practices. We literally take use cases from all the studios for feature and TV, and we provide actual white papers about how to apply the specs and how to address the ever-changing needs of the business. More importantly, though, what we're seeing is the need for an adoption and implementation pitch deck. So studios and members of DEG have asked for support from the organization. How do we elevate and get our business engagement to dedicate resources, to build systems, to tweak the process, and so forth? So we are in the process, in partnership with Movie Labs, to work on some adoption decks that can subsequently be customized by studio for their internal bit. And finally, Adoption Roadmap is one of our tools that we have used historically. I know it's a bit of an eye chart here, but just to give you, and only three studios are listed, but just to give you an impression, this tracks some of the features and whatnot so that we can share that with retailers and the EMA Association and service providers so that people can capacity plan and financially plan about functionality. That's it. And my co-chair, Mark Segrecia from Lionsgate, unfortunately couldn't be here, but this is us evangelizing the message. And so very much like what Eric said, pass the word on.
Thank you very much, Christopher Stephanidis, DG. Thank you.